What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our first look for this week. In fact, our first look for this month of October. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In Panama, there is a deficit of judges. This is when compared to international standards in the administration of justice. Reports from the judicial branch detail that the country has 11.6 judges for every 100,000 inhabitants. The international standard, determined by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, is 65 judges for every 100,000 inhabitants, which puts the country well below that average. Panama in 2016 was better in this assessment. That year there were 12.5 judges for every 100,000 inhabitants, and little by little it has been falling, precisely at the time when the new accusatory penal system came into force, belatedly, to replace the mixed inquisitional system. To compensate for this deficit and the processes that are being delayed, the judiciary carried out a series of hearing marathons this year in the different judicial districts of the country. The presiding magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia López Arias, in the management report for the first half of 2022, highlighted that judges face a large workload, not only because of their low number in relation to the population, but because of lack of availability of offices and the complexity of the cases. Now, according to the report, the judicial branch had a total of 151,519 processes ongoing, of which it managed to finalise 76,912. The report details that 30% of the processes are ongoing, corresponding to the family jurisdiction, 28% to civil cases, 13 corresponds to the sphere of childhood and adolescence, and 21 to the penal sphere. In the criminal field, 81,767 hearings were held in the accusatory criminal system and 78,717 in the old inquisitorial system, which is in the process of closing. In addition, according to the report, there is a low number of judges in the system, an average, as we say, 11.6 judges per 100,000 inhabitants, far from that 65 judges per 100,000 inhabitants recommended by the OECD. The European average, by the way, in contrast, is 17.7 judges per 100,000 people. The statistics in Panama reflect a slight but sustained decrease in the number of judges per 100,000 since 2012, and in this regard, López Arias highlights the application of a contingency plan in the accusatory penal system for three consecutive months, in which a large number of pending hearings were held in all its phases. The Vamos, or Let's Go coalition, has reached the minimum number of support signatures required for free candidacies in 55 of the 80 constituencies where they have been activated. This as of October the 1st of this year, and 45 days after the collection process was opened. In addition, in various parts of the country, pre-candidates for deputies and local governments that are part of the coalition led the coalition of signatures in their constituencies. This week, for example, the pre-candidate for mayor of the district of San Miguelito, Irma Hernandez, reached the minimum number of signatures required to qualify for a place on the ballot. Hernandez, who was a close collaborator of the independent deputy Juan Diego Vasquez during his first years in the assembly, has collected some 3,192 signatures. She has managed to register 1,500 support signatures more than the person who follows her on the list of applicants. San Miguelito is a key point for Vamos, since it is led by Vasquez, who in the 2019 general election came to the National Assembly as the most voted deputy in the entire country and won one of the six seats in that circuit. Vasquez, who along with his colleague Gabriel Silva, also an independent, announced that he will not aspire to a popularly elected position in 2024. This is due to free candidacy, is promoting Hernandez. A list of pre-candidates for deputy and six pre-candidates for representative in districts of San Miguelito. At the national level, the coalition supports 105 pre-candidates in the process of collecting signatures. This is an important measurement of the political strength of the figure of Vasquez and the ability of the organizing group to tour the country and capture the necessary signatures. In Colón, the coalition, less than 2 months into the process of collecting support signatures, is leading in all the constituencies where it is supporting a pre-candidate, this both at the level of the Assembly and in the local governments to which they aspire. In the mayor's office, they support Diógenes Galván, who is also organized under his own movement, Colón para Todos. Well, Galván has already reached the minimum number of signatures required and leads the collection with 4,888 registered support signatures. From the coalition, they assure that the alliance with Galván is the first of several that they hope to manage between now and the end of the harvesting stage. The Pan American Health Organization, the PAHO, called on countries to intensify response actions against the monkeypox virus, prioritizing detection, surveillance, and community engagement to reduce new cases and end the outbreak in the Americas region. The request arises because most of the reported cases are in the Americas region. As of the 28th of September, 41,966 cases of monkeypox were recorded. Data from the World Health Organization website shows that as of the 28th of September, a total of 67,556 cases and 7 deaths from monkeypox were reported worldwide. The Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health has confirmed 16 cases of monkeypox in the country. The director of the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies, Juan Miguel Pascal, indicated that people vaccinated against smallpox have 85% protection if they're exposed to monkeypox, as long as they do not have health conditions that weaken your immune system, such as cancer or HIV. Pascal argued that it is children, pregnant women, and immunosuppressed people who are most at risk of severe disease if infected with the monkeypox. Two operations carried out by the state security forces resulted in a seizure of 3 tons of cocaine. According to reports, the first seizure was made near the mouth of the Sidra River in the Gunayala region, where a boat carrying 2,006 kilos of cocaine was located. The drug was found in 80 sacks in a boat that was run aground and abandoned on the coast by its crew. This was after a chase led by members of the National Aeronaval Service, SENAN. This entity received the support of the Colombian Navy and an aircraft from the United States. The second seizure occurred in a port in the province of Colón, where 990 kilos of cocaine were found. The drug was inside a container that had arrived from Long Beach in the United States, and it was bound for Antwerp in Belgium. The Drug Prosecutor's Office of the province of Colón is carrying out investigations to determine if the container was contaminated with the drug upon arrival in Colón or if it already came with the illegal merchandise. Last August, the Drug Prosecutor's Office, through Operation Fuego, dismantled a network dedicated to introducing narcotics in containers in Colón. Some 96 tons of drugs have been seized so far in 2022. In 2021, a record for narcotic seizures was broken. That was 128.7 tons. The Association of Property Owners of Panama, the API, chaired by José Antonio Díaz, said that as a union they will respect the agreements made with delinquent tenants, but warned the tenants must assume responsibilities because the rents were not forgiven. The executive promulgated last Friday in the Official Gazette Decree 30 of September 27th of this year, which repeals Decree 145 of May the 1st of 2020, Executive Decree 314 of August the 7th of 2020, and Executive Decree 411 of December the 31st of 2020, related to measures adopted by the pandemic on leases, release processes, and evictions. These provisions were adopted by the government after the declaration of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020. That was when there was an obvious impact on the leasing activity of private real estate intended for habitation, commercial establishments, professional use, commercial activities, and teachers. As a result of the paralysis of the economy and the closure of dozens of companies, delinquencies in rentals reached up to 45%. But later, with the reactivation, it normalized. Mdia said that based on the survey carried out a few months ago among API affiliates, there was a delinquency rate of approximately 30%. The decree that bears the signature of President Laurentino Cortizo and the Minister of Housing and Territorial Planning, Rogelio Paredes, justifies the repeal of the measures on leases, releases and evictions. After the economic and health improvement that the country registers for the phased reopening of the economy and the reactivation of employment contracts, the executive decided to maintain in force the agreements signed between the lessor and the lessee due to conflicts originating from the lease fees not paid as a result of the application of the established measures and provisions, and which were registered in the General Directorate of Leasing of the MIVIAT. Until the end of the period agreed between the parties, in the MIVIAT there are registered more than 4,000 agreements signed between tenants and landlords. Diaz said that they will not only respect the agreements registered with the MIVIAT, but also those that were made between the parties and that were not reported to the institution. Singing, playing, dancing, yes, and the flamenco lifestyle will be presented more than ever during this week in which the Flamenco Festival will be held, which will take place from today, the 3rd, to Saturday, the 8th of October. The agenda will begin with flamenco masterclasses for musicians, singers and dancers, which will be offered by the Anita Loynaz Academy and will take place from the 3rd to the 5th of October, followed by the Auno Flamenco Fashion Night, in which there will be a flamenco catwalk with creations by designer Guillermo Ramirez, followed by a pairing dinner that will take place on the 6th of October at the Bristol Hotel. On the 7th of October, the stage of the Anagansi Theatre of the Atlapa Convention Centre will host the show Las Voces de una Mujer. This is going to be at 8 p.m, which will focus on the various voices that lead the lives of women that correspond to the narrative internal that is determined by true love as a common thread that ultimately leads to healing, expansion and evolution. And that's it. There we go. That's some of those things that are in the local news for us on this first day of October. Our Monday morning look, some of those things that are relevant to us, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.